Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So Thunder win,
yep.
Win the NBA Finals. I honestly, I know nationally it's like, they're the next dynasty. I'll hold off on that. 6/24. All right, we'll talk about dynasty stuff 6/24. I want to know if Tyrese Halliburton is a cautionary tale. Because he goes down in game 7. He was hot as hell in game 7. He goes down in the first quarter. And Lyman and I talked, because it was Donovan last year. Donovan had the calf injury last year. You wrote
Boston.
About it.
Boston.
Against Boston, yeah. In the Athletic. You wrote about it in the Athletic. And then who got the calf injury during this playoffs this year? Was it Evan? Was it Donovan again?
Yeah.
All right, because Jeff had said, I remember Phelps had said, he's like, I wouldn't play him.
Absolutely.
And we are freaking, that's the whole thing of it. We were freaking out. I was freaking out. I don't know if Lyman was, but I was like, it's the playoffs. You got to play him. And I remember with the Halliburton thing, I kind of backed off that a little bit with the Halliburton thing because now I see it with a clip. Because I will admit, wholeheartedly, if it gets thrown into my face like, well, I'm not going to play him, like, man, we're already down like this. We've had a great. I'm more emotionally involved about the Cleveland Cavaliers than I would ever be with the Indiana Pacers. So I look at it more with a clear head if I'm looking at Indiana. And I remember we had talked about that, and I gave Jeff credit. I said, gosh, like, these things, they seem to always lead to calf injuries, seem to always lead to Achilles injuries, going back to Kevin Durant. Jason Tatum, now Tyrese Halliburton. I'm sure there's another one in there that I can't remember. I'm sorry?
Dame Lillard,
yes, that's right. You have these guys that have these calf injuries that lead to Achilles injuries, and you know, I felt that Tyrese Halliburton, Jason, was in an impossible place because you never know if you're going to get back. It seems like it's an improbable finals run, so you never know if you're going to get back, and it's like this may be your only chance. Like, you have to go for it, and now he gets hurt in game 7. It's like, we aren't going to see him until...
He'll miss all of next year.
Yeah. We won't see him until October 2027? 26, yeah. Boy, that made it sound way longer than what it was. We won't see him until October 2026, probably. I mean, that's an incredibly long amount of time. But it is a game 7, so how do I... Like, you didn't go down in December. You went down in game 7 of the NBA Finals. And I don't think that there's any way that it's tough. I understand he got hurt. I understand the chances of getting hurt go up significantly. I've read about that since yesterday and in all throughout this weekend. But, man, like, how do you look people in the eye and say you're not going to go? Or how is anybody going to stop you from going when you're the number one guy and it's a game 7?
Yeah, it's calves are so tricky, and no injuries are the same, right? Can we agree? Like, injuries are not created equally, and some are far more
Definitely.
Severe than others, and some can lead to more catastrophic things than others.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, calves for a while. I wrote it last year with Donovan in the Boston series that these are types of injuries that are measured in weeks, not days, and because of what they can lead to. You really can't go on him. And I think Tyrese will be a cautionary tale for a lot of guys moving forward. Victor Oladipo, I saw, was on social media hot about this. And I mean, listen, the timing
of this. What did Victor Oladipo say?
Just basically you're just going to move on with the game and act like nothing happened? Like, can we start looking at this injury? Can we at injuries differently? Can we stop with how injuries are treated?
Did he want him to stop the game and not play the rest of the game?
I think it was passion and emotion talking, but I think the larger point was what we're talking about, that calf injuries are often just dismissed as anything else. And obviously right now in Cleveland with the talk of injuries and how the Cavs went out, and there was a lot of talk around that. And again, that's where I think injuries are created differently. And if it's an injury that is not going to lead to further damage, I think that has to be viewed differently than an injury like a calf that can lead to missing an entire season if you continue to play on it. I totally get why Halliburton wanted to go. I bet you he still would tell you today he'd do it again, because that's just how the dude's built and wired, and he had a chance to win a championship, and he's going to go for it. But at some point, you know, I don't know, you know, like in the NFL now with concussions, you have doctors that step in and say, no, you cannot play. Calf injuries, I think, need to start being treated a lot more seriously than they have been to this point.
Should they have stopped them?
Should they have stopped them? It's hard to say, probably. But it's hard. Because, so like, the whole thing with concussions, right? Like, that's a whole different lane because of CTE.
It really is. Like, we're not talking about long-term cognitive effects.
We're not talking about life and death.
On an Achilles.
We're talking about an Achilles. You're going to miss a year, and your head's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So, it's man, this is the gray area. There is no right or wrong. And I think they did a pretty good job of warning him of how this could go. I think if you saw him on the floor, he said, I did it. Like, he knew the risks, and he did it anyway. And I think it comes down to a personal choice with guys.
I don't know if they could have stopped him. I don't think they should have. I think it has to come down to his personal choice and the pressure that's on it. And I know that everything that comes with it. I mean, I think that we like to call each other out in basketball more than we do like any other sport, really. Because you could see guys in street clothes. You can see them sitting there. It's a game where the cameras are on these guys at all times. Like, I think if a guy's standing on the sidelines and he's in street clothes and stuff like that, very rarely do you get to see a chance where he's assing off. They're always on there on the bench. Somebody's going to say something funny during a two-hour basketball game.
Of course.
And it's going to catch him at the wrong time, and you're laughing at something. Somebody's going to say something. Even if you're frustrated, somebody says something funny that is going to make somebody chuckle. It happens. Even if you're laughing in frustration. So you're in an impossible moment if you're Tyrese Halliburton. You sit there. You are on the road. At least you're not at home. You're on the road. If you were to sit there and be out in this basketball game, I don't know how guys coming off the floor, going on the floor, I don't know how that can even compute. So for Tyrese Halliburton, it's easy for me to say, oh, yeah, go out there. Well, I'm not the one who's got to go through a year of rehab. And then, you're not going to go on the road games. You'll probably go to some of the home games. You'll basically be like this missing link for this basketball team that now people have already just taken out of any chance for the 2025-26 season. So Indiana's like out of it now with Tyrese Halliburton out. And that leaves, and yes, I know we start to smell blood in the water where we look at Boston with their situation with Jason Tatum. We look at Indiana with their situation with Tyrese Halliburton. There will be more on that in just a moment. But I think that this has got to be one of the things that we look at, because it's not going to be the last time that it's happened. And it's happened twice now with our major superstar in Donovan Mitchell, where it's like, well, he's got a calf. Well, if he's got a calf, he doesn't play. Yeah, well, we're in the postseason. Well, if we're in the Eastern Conference Finals, we've never been further than the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I find it hard to believe, Jason, like a guy like Donovan, if we're in the Eastern Conference Finals next year against Orlando, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
And it's a 3-2 Cavs series, chance to go to the finals. You got a bad calf. Like, there, I don't think anybody's stopping him. I don't think anybody's stopping Donovan Mitchell from playing. I think that this is just what you deal with. We want these guys to go for the moment. They're going for the moment. And I understand that an injury like next year, an injury like that with Tyrese Halliburton next year to like a Donovan Mitchell, God forbid, it changed everything. It would change the entire future of the franchise moving forward. Like, Tyrese Halliburton, I assume, is going to be back with Indiana in the next year, and then eventually they'll rebuild it. With the Cavs and with Donovan, like, you might be able to speak better to this. I think you're in a 2-year window right now.
100%.
No matter what they do, if they make a move, they don't make a move, if they would have got Kevin Durant, which I think was highly unlikely, if they wouldn't have got him, which they didn't, like, it's a 2-year window. And if he got hurt at the end of next year, like,
it's over.
That's it.
But on top of that, contracts come into this as well.
Yes.
and Donovan's coming up on another ability to opt out and extend. I don't remember now off the top of my head if it's next year or the year after. I think it's the year after. And Tyrese just signed a five-year deal a couple years ago. So he's still under contract for a couple more years. Because that plays a role in this too. But the Donovan one's fascinating when you talk about him because he does have a history of calf injuries, and I think he has played it wisely in the past and played it smart in the past with sitting. But also last year, I wrote about this too, there was something different about him this season. Just sort of his obsession with winning is at an all-time high. And I didn't notice it his first couple of years here. And I think he has reached that point in his career where he is, it's the only thing that matters to him.
I think he's one of the few people that you can tell. I'm sure there's plenty of guys in the NFL or the NBA who definitely want to win a championship. But I think he's one of the few guys that a general fan knows that they are obsessed with winning.
Yeah.
And I think you can count them on one hand where everybody in the world knows that they're obsessed with winning one. So if you were in Donovan's shoes, if God forbid, if this were to happen, this is what you pay the guys for. And as unfortunate as it is for a guy like Tyrese Haliburton, as fortunate as it is for Dame Lillard, as Owen brought up, as the same thing with Jason Tatum, like this is part of what it's for. They're not there just to look at and admire. In January, they're there to look at and admire. If they go out and they score 35 and they have a great game, like that's fantastic. In this moment, you have your own hopes and dreams and the dreams and hopes of those around you. And then there's the fans that get involved with it as well. And I think Tyrese Haliburton was put in an impossible position.
Yeah.
An absolutely impossible position. If he sits, he not only has to wonder what if, as he eventually gets better, and because once you get better, like once it were to be September, August, somewhere in there, and you're feeling better, you're like, could I win? Could I have gone? And you have to sit there and deal with, you're not going to sit there and pay attention to Stephen A. Smith and everybody else talking about you, but people around you will let you know what they are saying. And you could sit there and be as upset as possible knowing that you couldn't change the history. Or you could really gamble on the future. And you can put yourself, not that he should play because of Stephen A. Smith and all of us arguing, whatever. But you have to wonder always what if. And I don't think he has to wonder what if now. He left it all out there. They didn't win it. But I as weird as it sounds, and it's easy for me to say not as a professional basketball player, as weird as it sounds, it's like, all right, you went down and you could have as much pride as anybody without winning a championship. As sad as that is, yes.
Well, he was voted most overrated, right, before the playoffs?
There's no way now.
And there was no way that he was going to be, but had he set out Game 7, would the overrated stuff come back?
He's not very well liked across the league. I think that's...
Why is that?
He talks a lot. And I mean, that was our poll, where he it was the Athletic Anonymous
player. So we can
player
throw
poll
it out.
That he was...
That you got everybody to agree that he was overrated?
No,
it's the Athletic.
The players are the ones.
You sent out a separate email that said, "Hey guys, we're all going to vote this guy overrated."
No,
I heard you what you said to Pascal Siakam. I know that
the players are the ones that that's not the media. That's the players that voted him the most overrated.
Well, yeah, I know that, but it was still your. We're making a joke, Jason.
Yeah, using your influence.
Well, I don't
Jason
know if he's doing
a serious journalist.
He's all. It's 6 a.m. It's Monday.
You should know this.
He hasn't got the coffee.
You've
in
got
him
all
yet.
These
he's
awards
all,
now.
Yeah, he's all. Yeah. We're serious journalists around here now, buddy. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of you.
Big J journalism over here, buddy. I got the plaques to prove it now.
A lot of big.
Could Oklahoma City be the next dynasty, or are we trying to will that into existence?
Oh, no, they could be.
Okay. Because the reason I asked this question is because it's been 7 champions in 7 years. And I've told you this before. I think that parity is something we say we want. But secretly, we want someone dominant. We want someone we can always root against. It's not just one Death Star. It can't just be a multiple bunch of Death Stars. It has to be one. You have to have one common enemy that everybody wants to take down. There has to be good versus a grand central evil. And that's what I think has been missing a little bit in the NBA. There's guys who love them, and there's guys who hate them, and there's always that dynastic type of team. Well, over the last 7 years, it hasn't happened that way. And I think at the beginning of it, it's a little bit refreshing. But as time goes on, it's like, all right, who's going to be the next face of this league? Who's going to be the next big guy of this? Or who's going to be the next big team of this league? You think Oklahoma City could be the next dynasty?
Define dynasty.
3 out of 4. Or 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3 is the dynasty, right? But it's really 3 out of 4.
They are the most, they are the team most positioned to have any sort of long-term deep run. Because, so when we talk Cavs, we talk 2-year window because of second apron and cap implications, everything else. The Thunder are not even going to be a tax team next year. I mean, think about that. They won a championship this year. They bring back everybody on the roster. Everybody's under contract. And they have two first-round picks in this coming draft in a few hours. And they're not even they weren't a tax team this year. They will not be a tax-paying team next year. So they don't even start their tax clock until now. They're going to get super expensive really fast because all their guys come up at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're going to have hard decisions to make, too. That's just the way of the NBA. But with all of the first-round picks that they have, and the way that they draft and the way that they develop, they can take guys. They have the vehicles necessary to replace what they lose if they do it right.
They've done a good job before they've done an incredible job. They won the final. So I mean, what the hell? Before we even get to the Western side of things, or before we even get to the Eastern side of things, of where we're at, Oklahoma. Houston has just traded for Kevin Durant, which is odd that Oklahoma City wins the finals the day that Kevin Durant gets traded to his umpteenth team, and I think it bogs down his legacy even more, but more of that coming up
in
Lima might like, even though I just gave it away with Jason right there. The Lakers, with Luka, if Luka can get himself into everyday shape,
yeah,
let's call it what it is. If Luka can get himself into everyday shape, if LeBron has one more run in him, because I'm not talking about, you know, dynasty. If I'm saying 3 or 4, it's like, all right, one team might get you next year, but then if you get 2 in a row after that, then you're still a dynasty. So that's what makes the conversation more difficult. Like the Lakers, I don't see them being a dynasty or being a real big thorn in the side for long because LeBron's going to go, and then we got to figure out what to do with Luka Doncic. Minnesota, I don't know how seriously people take Minnesota. I think when it gets to the postseason, you take them seriously, but I think there's another move that needs to be made. Denver's in the weeds. The Clippers are in the weeds. Golden State's kind of in the weeds. Everybody else is still hoping. On the other side of the ledger for the, and this is where the Cavs add into things, is you have Jason Tatum who's out. He'll be out for next year, most of next year. It's all going to be on Jaylen Brown. Are the Cavaliers a better team than Boston with just Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, because I think Boston's going to disassemble.
Okay.
They're on record.
Boston's going to disassemble, so the Cavaliers are better off than Boston. The New York Knicks. Are the Cavs better off than the New York Knicks?
I would say yes. Other people would disagree with me.
Is it because of the postseason stuff?
Yeah, it's close. Okay. I would take the Cavs, but it's close.
All right. Better than the Bucks. Still better than the Pistons.
Yeah.
Orlando.
I would take the Cavs, but again...
Well, you notice that was my first thought. I was like, well, if the Cavs play Orlando in the Eastern Conference Finals, like, why does Orlando automatically come to your head?
I mean, Paolo Banchero, if he's healthy, is going to be...
very tough.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton, no Tyrese Halliburton now. Are the Cavs better off than the Indiana Pacers? Were they better than the Indiana Pacers without Tyrese?
Without Hallie, yeah.
Were they better and they just got outfought against the Pacers in the NBA playoffs?
I maintain if they were healthy, they win that series.
The Cavs?
I still think that.
Okay. So,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're putting the Cavs already more talented than the Pacers, all right. So the Cavs got as good a shot as anybody in the East. Is then this year the next
you
year?
You missed one that I think is going to be really good coming. I don't know if next year.
In the East or the West?
In the East. I really like the Hawks.
You really like the Hawks?
Yeah.
All right, tell me why.
As a long-term, probably not next year, but coming down the road, I think they're a team to watch. They're long, athletic. They play the way that the league is built to play now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think next year is quite yet their time.
It's not about, you know, I'm not trying to, it's a weird argument because I'm not going to say that another team can be a dynasty. If any team has the chance to be a dynasty, it would have to be Oklahoma City, right?
Right.
Yes. But is there a team that could be a thorn in the side for any long term against the Oklahoma City Thunder? Because the Cavs, this year might open up the window. With the injuries that's happened, with what's going on in the East and West, this year may open up the window for the Cavs. And it might make a lot of people want to make some moves. We'll find out more at 7 o'clock. But for the next couple of years, can the Cavs be that sustained thorn in the side where maybe they could take one away from Oklahoma City? Could they do that? Could any other team? Yes.
For sure.
Okay, so if the Cavs can do that, what gets them over the hump then? Staying where they're at, or is there a move that they have to make?
The move they have to make is Evan Mobley's growth. That's I don't believe there's a big superstar to go out there and get. I never thought Kevin Durant was realistic because for a variety of reasons.
No, it starts. I mean, the owners.
Absolutely, that's exactly it.
Can I tell you this? It was weird. Like the last couple of weeks, like I'm getting Kevin Durant tweets and stuff like that, and I keep saying like, you guys do not take into account enough.
Yeah.
How much owners will stop each other from making moves on this. And that owner, I don't know if Dan Gilbert hates him, but I know they hate Dan Gilbert.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's
so
mutual.
Well, if they hate each other.
It is nasty. It is personal. The wives were involved at one point.
When we get the whole trade for Trey Hendrickson, I'm like, man, the Bengals have never traded with us. And the only time they were, which is why you should have freaked out, is with the A.J. McCarron trade. Because they knew they were hosing you with the possibility of the A.J. McCarron trade. Go ahead with what you were saying.
No, you're exactly right. Kevin Durant first of all, I don't think KD wanted to come here.
No.
And secondly, Matt Ishbia would never, ever help Dan Gilbert win a championship. So I just don't think that was very realistic. So I don't know that there's a move. There's not a major superstar move out there to make. Now, you know, you look at Boston and the Jrue Holiday move that they made, the Kristaps Porzingis move. Those were great, sort of, not really on the margins, but not trading superstar type moves. The Thunder adding Caruso was a huge piece to what happened last night. Is that type of move out there for the Cavs? I haven't seen it yet. I think their best chance at growth is Evan Mobley continue to become the best player. You know how far a Donovan Mitchell-led team will take you, the second round. And that's not a knock on Donovan. It's just the reality of undersized guards. We've had the conversation before, and you saw it with the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. It is what it is in this league. You need big dudes to win championships, and the Cavs' best path is the continued growth. If Evan takes another leap next year like he took this year, that, honestly, to me, is their best path.
Should this calm people down, Oklahoma City winning the finals? Because I think that a lot of people wanted to, and I argued this with Lima a bunch over the last, we've been out of, the playoffs now, a month and a half. So over the last 6 weeks or so, I've argued this with Lima just about every day for a portion of the day. I think that a lot of people want to move Darius Garland for punitive reasons. Like, they're mad at him. Yeah. I think they want to move. Like, honestly, if there were some obvious moves out there, like the whole Giannis stuff that was brought up, it's like, okay, well, yeah, what are you going to do? But in sincerity, like, some of the names that have been thrown out there for Darius Garland, I go, that's a tough sell with me. Yeah. I know I don't pay as close attention to it as Anthony does. So he's trying to make every argument in the day. I'm like, man, these are still guys that are six guys off the bench. You're talking about a two-time All-Star you're trading over here. You can't just give that up for I'm serious. I just don't think you just give that up on the margins, guys.
No, I texted you yesterday. I think the pendulum has swung so far to the other side on the Cavs that it's just getting silly now. People act like this isn't a good team. Like this is a lot like they're trash. They are not trash. This is a really, really good team that had a really bad 2 weeks at a worst possible time to have a bad 2 weeks and have some injuries creep up. The Darius thing is so fascinating to me because people, you're right, people are down on him. If you really boil down the toe, and I was surprised he didn't play game two. I wrote about it. But if you really look at the injury, it really comes down to game two. Was anybody upset that he didn't play against Miami?
No.
Was anybody upset that he missed game one against Indiana?
No.
And then he played game
going into game one, no.
No. And then he played game three and beyond. So it's really game two is what has everybody right. And that was a big game. And it's really swung the entire series. And well, the fact the Cavs couldn't get the ball across half court in the last minute.
In his words, he was playing. Because Jared Greenberg went on TV and was saying how they were surprised. And then Jared Greenberg came on with us and he's saying, yeah, he told me he's playing. He's playing.
I'm telling
you. And we all thought he was going to play in game two.
I left the locker room after game one saying Darius is playing game two. I thought it too. We all thought it. Everybody thought it. So I can't give you a good reason what happened.
I think with 6 weeks, though, and seeing what Oklahoma City did and the moves that are available to make, or really the moves that aren't available to make, I think that there needs to be some calming down here. And I hope that last night provided some of it, because it's like, hey, man, you're one of the two best regular season teams in the NBA. The best regular season team in the NBA. They took them seven, and a lot of people thought it would only take five or even four, but they were able to win the NBA Finals. I don't think you're that far off, and I agree with you that the biggest step that they have to make is Evan Mobley taking his next big step.
You can't make a trade just to make a trade, just for the sake of making a trade.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Oh, go ahead.
Kenny likes.
No, wait a minute. This way.
Kenny no likes.
The rain. Is this the worst summer on record? Is this the worst summer? How old are you? 47?
How old am I? I don't know. 40. I'm almost 49.
You know, you're pretty old, but you don't remember how old you are. In your 49 years, is this the worst summer?
Technically, summer just started, a day ago?
This is a terrible summer.
I agree. It's been horrible. The rainouts in baseball, trying to get games scheduled, and it's cold and nasty.
I made a joke. I said, Axel's going to be 14 years old, still trying to get in 10 U games on makeups.
Well, at least you didn't play yesterday.
Did you play yesterday?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Had a great five innings, and then we played the sixth.
I had a celebration at my neighbor's house. And got really sunburned. My whole chest.
We can see that.
I did the SPF, and I still got... It's not as bad as it would have been, but it's still red.
I pulled hedges out at my mom's house.
Wow.
And my shirt looked like I just stepped out of a swimming pool.
Oh my God, why would you do such a thing in this weather?
I had to get them out.
Why?
Because we got to get other plants in the ground. I got to go today and put the other plants in the ground.
Do you really need to do that?
Yeah.
This is at your mother-in-law's or mother's?
No, mom.
Oh, this is at your mom's house?
Mom, this is mom.
You don't need to do that.
Yes,
right
I
now.
Do.
No, come on. She should be more understanding there. The rain is terrible. Speaking of that.
Kenny no likes.
The heat, which Jason already talked about. It's so oppressive. It's oppressive heat.
Well, you can't.
It's oppressive
you
rain.
You can't sit here and complain about how
the rain
miserable,
makes it hotter somehow.
You can't complain it's been a miserable summer and then complain about the heat, too. Pick a lane.
I can't get 75 and sunny every day in the summer?
Not in the summer, no.
Why not?
The summer is 85 and 90.
We're playing golf.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Think this is San Diego?
Oh, yeah, there's another thing.
Kenny no likes.
Cart path only.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Kenny likes.
Leaving a dozen golf balls somewhere else on the golf course because I ain't walking over there. No siree. We played on Thursday and played the front nine at this nice place in Medina. Really nice. Cookie Pie's sister is in charge of all the stuff. And I'm playing. I'm like, I can't even get the ball in here. It's not fun. Sucks.
See, what kind of balls do you use? Do you just buy the recycled
and
picked up out of the bottom of the pond?
I would get the onion bag. My dad, he mowed at a golf course for a couple years and when he retired. And I have this big green bag of balls. So I could be playing a Callaway one day or one hole. I could be playing a Top Flight the next. I can play in a Trixon or whatever the hell it's called on the next. Who's to know?
So then you can't remember which ball you hit. So when somebody says, hey, what are you hitting? You're like, I don't know.
They all know which ball is mine. Mine's the one way off to the left or right and about 80 yards shorter than anybody else's. They basically know which one's mine.
It's not that hard. You are worse than me.
Yeah, I told you. See, everybody thinks like, nah, you can't be that bad.
Really are that bad.
I'm really that bad at golf, and it's never getting any better. One day I outdrove the person who was hosting us, though. You remember that? And he let me do it on purpose. But either way, that was a good drive I had that one day.
From the women's tees?
Yes. But I was sitting there with him. No, I was from the men's tees. And it starts raining on Thursday again. And I'm like, what a day. What a magical moment, everybody. Summertime in Ohio, you only get a few of these. It's pouring outside. It's like wonderful. Yep. Great moment for everybody involved. All right, here we go.
Kenny likes.
A game seven finals. Everybody said this was either going to be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. Ended up going to game seven, which I thought that was a very nice thing, Jason.
It was a great series.
Yes, it was.
If you like basketball, that series was phenomenal. And I know the ratings have come out and people are going to crap all over it and da 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 da.
Well, see, I think that's a misnomer, by the way. I think that media guys bitch about the ratings. I don't think general fans care about ratings at all.
Well, the league cares.
The league cares. But again, Bob driving in a car who likes the Cavs and is focused on trying to get the Cavs to do what he wants them to do, whatever idea he may have, I don't think he cares about the ratings of the NBA Finals. I think that that's stuff that we use to be really insidery. And guys like you who are insiders, yes, I know that you know that the league cares and that some of the other people, but it's like, you got people who usually in big markets who talk about the NBA, and I think that those people care. Like, the NFL doesn't care about markets because it's such a giant, but at the same time, ratings, because they go, like Al Michaels always says, it goes from first to first if they have a fall. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But there's people in every city who talk NFL and are insider-ish on the NFL, where in the NBA, it's like, all right, New York, Los Angeles, a little bit here and there from the other places. You got one person who lives in Omaha, so he can fly out and be kind of close to everywhere else, which is kind of a really good idea when you think about it. But Other than that, there's like nothing. So yeah, they're gonna complain about the ratings. One thing I don't like though.
Kenny, no lie.
Lima's right. 8 p.m. tip off time yesterday sucked. That's terrible. That should be 3:30 in the afternoon. NBA Finals. It's a Sunday.
Then it's 12:30.
I don't know,
in the West.
Man. I would have missed that final. I would have missed Game 7. Then we were. I was not giving up the weather yesterday to go watch a Game 7 of a Finals that I truly don't care about.
95 and balmy outside. I would have gladly given it up.
I think 6 on a Sunday is adequate.
6.
3 in the West.
You don't think 12:30 is too early in the West? Really? I think it's fine.
But again, it's going to go back to TV and ad rates and everything else. That's why they're doing it when they're doing it.
3:30 Sunday. How can you beat a 3:30? What the normal NFL time, the biggest game of the week is 4:25 on a Sunday. Those are ad rates. I'm sure they pay a bunch.
1:25 out there.
Yeah.
But the... No matter what Adam Silver says, the NBA is not the NFL.
That's true. All right.
Kenny likes.
The Accountant 2. I saw that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Friday night, and I thought it was pretty good. It didn't have the same type of oomph to me that the first Accountant did, but I finally saw The Accountant 2.
Well, if you have to see a second Accountant, you going to enjoy it?
My financial state of affairs probably isn't very good. But no, Ben Affleck's very good in that movie.
I like him.
Yeah, very good in that movie.
Kenny no likes.
Tom Brady won the Fanatics games, which is a Fanatics fest.
I don't even know what that was.
I have no idea. He had a great score. He won. All I knew is he won $1 million, and I was upset that Tom Brady won $1 million. However,
Kenny likes.
He gave it all away.
Oh, that's good.
He gave it all away. He gave like $5,000 to each contestant, and then he gave the rest away to charity. And I go, Tom Brady did what he had to do. If Tom Brady could have done it and kept it, do you think he would have kept it?
Yes.
I don't know. I still think he can't do that. But I think of the goodness of his heart, he would have given away a lot to charity.
$1 million means nothing to him.
It doesn't.
You have alimony payments. You'll take whatever money in you can get.
That's a great point, though.
Or write whatever money you can off.
He's a divorced man.
That's the other thing I have learned in this world is no matter how much money they have, they want more.
Ex-wives?
More ex-wives?
No, I'm just saying, no matter how much money. Or are you talking about people in general?
I probably people in general, okay. but definitely athletes.
Like, what were you saying? Or I could get you in trouble.
Any no likes and then
no,
likes.
I like. Oklahoma City winning should calm fans down. However,
any no likes.
It won't after another star in the East goes down. I think we're right back where we started. I think there was a fever to get this thing going quickly. And Tyrese Haliburton going down. Like, Oklahoma City is like, okay, that's the best team in the league. The best team won. You're not that far off. Maybe you don't need to make any crazy moves. And then Tyrese Haliburton goes down. It's like, all right, we're back where we started. Because now there's going to be a fist fight to, like, hey, you got to get it going. You only have a 2-year window. You said it yourself, Ken. Like, we really got to get this thing going in the right direction. And I'm like, well, how are you really going to get it done? You got to make other teams trade with you. It's kind of hard to trade big names now. And if you want to give up a guy like Darius Garland for some of the names that people are bringing up, I'm just going to be beside myself. So it makes it difficult.
A lot of the trades I've seen involving Darius create another hole that you then have to go back and fill. Where with Jared?
What did your phone just do?
Alarm went off.
Kenny likes?
The chimes on his alarm. Continue. What were you saying about
that,
Darius?
I forgot that was on.
What were you saying about Sunday Darius? Service.
If you got to move one, I think Jarrett is the one to move. Just because I think you can continue to play the style that you want to play. You can play with Evan at center and four shooters around him. If you trade Darius, you've now created another hole as a creator and someone who plays with the ball in their hands that you now have to go back and backfill.
Kenny likes.
Jason wore sweatpants to the studio today because I can make fun of Jason for wearing sweatpants to the studio
really
today.
Sweatpants.
Stand up. Show everybody your sweats. You're wearing sweatpants.
They're not sweats.
Could you act like you give anything about life?
Are they capried or just high riding?
They're high riding. They're high riding.
You wore sweatpants to work.
I got up at 4:45 for you. What do you want from me?
I'm wearing jeans. I woke up at 3:10. I'm wearing jeans.
You're also going gray on gray.
Not wearing jeans.
You're going gray on gray. You look like snow on the side of the road. Look at you.
Wait and see what I wear Thursday. I'm coming in a bathrobe and slippers.
Good. Be more of a anything that gives me a conversation piece of what you wear, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.